Hi, welcome to Teen Kids News. This is Michelle from Washington, D.C. Marvel's first Asian superhero gets the full blockbuster treatment in Shang-Chi. The best moments in Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings are the ones where you almost forget you're watching a Marvel movie. Some of the hallmarks are still there. The deft comic banter, the high-flying action, and the passing references to other characters and events in the Marvel Universe. But the movie doesn't get bogged down in series minutiae. Nearly 50 years after the character of Shang-Chi made his comic book debut during the 70s martial arts craze, he is now the first Asian superhero to get the full Marvel movie treatment. When we first meet Shang-Chi, played by Simu Liu, he is a young man living a pretty ordinary life in San Francisco. But one day, he and his slackish friend Katie, an amusing Awkwafina, are violently ambushed on a bus, and he fends off their attackers with a dazzling array of martial arts moves. Turns out there's a lot he hasn't told Katie, like the fact that he's a kung fu master who's been hiding for years from his father, a very evil, very powerful, centuries-old Chinese warlord named Wen Wu. Wen Wu is the latest version of a notorious Marvel supervillain called the Mandarin, who was introduced in the 60s as a mustache-twirling Fu Manchu stereotype. But the filmmakers have smartly redefined the character, who's played in an inspired piece of casting by the Hong Kong screen legend Tony Leung. The director and co-writer, Destin Daniel Cretton, has done a fine job of absorbing any number of Asian action influences, from the slapstick fisticuffs of Jackie Chan to the balletic grace of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Speaking of Crouching Tiger, it's delightful to see the great Michelle Yeoh turn up late in the show as a benevolent mentor to Shang-Chi. She prepares him for an epic showdown with his father, full of epileptic stakes, bloodless casualties, and visual effects overkill. But the finale also has a depth of feeling that sets it apart and leaves you wanting to linger in this particular world a little while longer, before the next Marvel movie comes along. This news is adapted from NPR Movie Reviews, written by Justin Chong on September 1st of 2021. Thank you for listening.